We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Get the Word of God before you. Get the promise of God into your spirit until all you can see is the answer. Boy, I mean, it'll change you from the inside out, and you will receive a miracle from God. You take God's Word, you speak it into the heart, it conditions the heart, it keeps the heart, it establishes the heart according to the Word instead of according to what the 10 o'clock news says or all the bad things that they're telling you on television. It conditions the heart. We're talking about why you should confess the Word of God. Number five under that would be it sets the law of faith in motion. Sets the law of faith in motion. There's a law of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13. This is a preface to some other scriptures that I want to read there. Paul says, we having, now he's quoting an Old Testament scripture here, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Now see, he's quoting Psalms 116:10, where David said that. Paul says, we also believe and therefore speak. In other words, what you believe, you're going to speak. Now, Mark 11:23 says, whosoever shall say to the mountain. Now, you know, he's not talking about moving the Rocky Mountains. He's talking about problem areas in your life. Whosoever shall say to it, be removed, be cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. What's he going to believe? Believe those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have. What shall he have? He shall have whatsoever he saith. If he believe, if he doubt not in his heart, and if he believe that those things, not just what he said to the mountain, what he said in everyday situations, he must believe that they'll come to pass. In other words, what he's saying is that you have to limit your vocabulary to what you believe. Don't say things you don't believe. You know, the devil's programmed our vocabulary. We say, whoo, isn't that a big dog when it's a little bitty chihuahua? Boy, isn't it hot today? Maybe cold, you know, 20 below. Not here, but somewhere else, you know. And we speak perverse speech. Now, that's designed to keep you from believing what you say will come to pass. It'll weaken your faith. So, when we speak the Word of God, we set the law of faith in motion. Luke 17:5-6, the apostles came to the Lord and said, Lord, increase our faith. And he said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this sycamine tree, be plucked up by the root and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. If you had faith as a seed. Now, what's a seed good for? You plant a seed. Now, you see people that say, well, you're not going to catch me talking to the mountain. Well, you don't have faith as a seed. See, you have people all the time that say, well, I don't talk to mountains, I don't talk to things, but you just follow them around and you find they do it all the time. They do it all the time. But what they do, they say to the mountain, mountain, you getting bigger. Dear God, I'll never get over you. You always hinder me. Every time I try to do anything, the mountain's here to hinder me. Now, see, they have great faith that the mountain will never go away. You know why? Because the problem's always before them. Now, Jesus told you how to set that law of faith in motion. Whosoever shall say, believe, doubt not in his heart, believe those things. See, now it has to be based on the authority of the Word of God. We don't talk about just anything somebody decides to say. It won't work just because you say it. But saying it is involved in working it. It's involved in working the principle. Now, number six, last but not least. The reason we confess the Word of God is that it puts the angels to work for you. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about that one. Go to Hebrews, the first chapter. We really should read more scriptures, but for the sake of time, let's read verse 13 and 14. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? He says the angels are all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Well, that's us, thank God. They'll minister for us. Now, come over to Revelation 22nd chapter. Let me read you something that John said that'll add some precedent to that verse of scripture there that we read. In the 8th verse, Revelation 22, verse 8, and I, John, saw these things and heard them, and when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant. Did you get that? The angel said, I'm your fellow servant. Now, you see, the angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for us. He said, I am your fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets and of them that keep the sayings of this book. He said, worship God. So I have good news for you. The angels are here to work for us, to help us, to minister for us in situations and circumstances of life. Now, go with me over to Psalms 103. Let's begin reading with verse 19. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Now, do you know what Jesus said about the kingdom? He said, the kingdom of God is within you. He said, the kingdom will not come with observation. They'll not say, lo here, lo there, but he said, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Now, he said, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments. What do the angels do? They do his commandments. I'm convinced that what he's saying here, they see to it that the word of God is being done, that it's fulfilled. God's word is fulfilled. So if Mark 11:23 says that if a man believe and doubt not in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith will come to pass, the angels surely know that, and they work to see that that comes to pass, that the word of God would be fulfilled. If he believe, if he doubt not in his heart, and he believe that those things which he saith will come to pass. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, they do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. What do? They hearken to the voice of God's word. Now, hold your place there. We're going to come back to that. And go with me to Luke, the 12th chapter. Luke chapter 12 and verse 8. Jesus speaking, he says, also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. Now, I recognize that there is probably more than one meaning to these two verses of Scripture, but I believe that because of this Scripture here in Psalms, we can connect these together. Because he is saying that if you confess me before men are my word. See, if you confess Jesus, he was the word of God. You confess the word before men, then he will confess you before angels. You get an audience with angels. Angels are listening to what you say. And whether you realize it or not, I'm convinced that many times we have said things that stopped our angels from working for us. You know, we've prayed, we've believed God, the angels have been working out there, and about the time they're ready to manifest something we've been praying about, then we say, well, dear God, I guess it's never going to happen. And then they have to go undo everything they've done. Now come back over here into Psalms 103. Let's read verse 20 again. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Now what do they hearken to? They hearken to the voice of God's word. Now isn't this the word of God? How many of you have the word of God there in your Bible? Now see here, these pages are in red. That's the things that Jesus said. Now Jesus said, I speak only that which I hear my Father say. So God must have said this. Because Jesus said it. Now, if the angels hearken to the voice or to the sound of God's word, let's hold this word of God up to this microphone and just see what it says. Well, I didn't hear anything, did you? Well, now, if the angels are going to hearken to the voice of God's word, something has to give it voice. Isn't that right? Then if I could figure out a way to give God's word some voice or some sound, then evidently what he's saying is the angels will hearken to that word. Well, thank God, I believe I found a way to do it. Blessed be God, because I've given, it's given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I sow bountifully, I reap bountifully. My God meets my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I'm speaking what God said. The angels are listening. And they go, and they begin to work to see that what I'm saying will come to pass. They may maneuver me into a position. They may reveal some things to me. They may enlighten me some way. My spirit may lead me to be in the right place at the right time to have the manifestation of what the word said that I quoted, because the angels were hearkening to it. So your words can assign angels to the word of God to see that it comes to pass. You out there, or did you go home? I don't know about you, but I'm excited about the fact that angels get involved when you begin to say what God says. They hearken to the voice of the word of God. The more you give God's word voice, the more help you're going to get from supernatural beings, angels. Can you see that? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, I trust you've been blessed by the broadcast today. Now, this is the last day for CD offer number 7315. It's three CDs for $22 plus $5 postage and handling, total of $27, entitled Faith and Confession. Gives you insight into why it's important to confess the Word of God. Do you realize that God releases His faith in words? God always says something before it comes to pass. If you read Genesis 1, 9 or 10 times in Genesis 1, it says, "And God said, and God said, and God said." Why did it say God said and say what God said? He wants you to know what caused it to come to pass. It says, "God said and God saw." And you'll notice when God said, He released His faith in words, and He said, "Light be," and light was. And there was darkness there when He said that. Well, somebody said, "But that was God." But read a little further. It said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl there, over the cattle, over all the earth." It's through faith and confession that you get the word of God engrafted into your heart, and it keeps the answer before you. It causes faith to come. It's like an airplane wing. You get in an airplane, you're believing in the law of lift that you don't know anything about, really, to work, and you have faith enough to get in that airplane and fly. But you see, faith is a law of change, and the wing on that airplane produces the lift. There wasn't any lift there until they put thrust to it and applied thrust, and your confession of the Word of God is to your faith like thrust is to an airplane. And that thrust is what pulls it through there and causes it to create lift. And that's what the Word of God does. The more you confess the promise of God, the greater faith you'll have, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word is nigh you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. Well, I'd like to preach the whole thing, but I don't have time. CD offer number 7315 for a total of $27. Toll-free order line 1-877-396-9400. Until Monday, this is Charles Capps reminding you the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.